motion if you own a business. You got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for business or for dummy, dude. You got motion if you level headed and maintain a good mental. You got motion if you got a car and go with your bread on off and rentals. You got motion.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of season three, episode three of Millennials in Motion. I know that was a bad intro, y'all. Disregard that. But you already know who it is. It's your boy Molly Maul from the 305, aka Mr. Brandon Campus Alive, the hottest personality on 90.5 The Flavor Station. And who is also in the studio with me today?
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what it do, what it don't. It's your boy Ryan coming back to Millennials in Motion, where we get that real relatable entertainment spill. Coming from the only place where we joke and jive on I-95, Broward County, Florida, baby.
Crip.
We
haven't done that in a while. What's up? Hello? Hello? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Camille.
Ryan gonna clap every episode.
Hey, y'all, it's Nyla. I just want to let y'all know that my hair is red right now, so I'm feeling hot, sexy, and cool.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Brianna J. We back in the studio, and we not finna play.
Okay. That was cute. I like that.
Tight. So, guys, how was, you know, life updates? What's been going on with everybody?
Let me go first.
Oh, this is new.
Okay, so basically, the only thing I want to say is, like, we just started October. It's October 2nd. And I have made some new goals for myself.
Okay.
So, my first goal, well, this is, like, for this month, and I'm just going to see how it goes. My first goal is I want to stop eating pork.
Okay.
So,
I like that.
My second goal is no nicotine. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, no nicotine. And my vape just died, which is perfect because I'm not going to buy another one. And then my third thing is no liquor until homecoming. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that's a month.
Nah, that's a month.
That's a month. It's homecoming November 2nd.
Yeah, it's November 2nd. So, but
Ryan, you
I'm,
go without liquor.
I'm like,
before.
I'm like,
we're all now over 21.
So,
you started
yeah.
this today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Since my, yeah.
Lit.
That's it.
My life update, I don't really have no goals set, but I'm just, swamped. That's not even a word. But what I have realized, I don't want to be nobody president. I don't want to be nobody leader next semester. And I'm stepping down from everything.
Texas Club is really taking a toll.
It's not even just Texas Club. It's everything. Texas Club, J School in general, Delta, friendships, relationships. I'm just done. And I feel like I'm just happy when I don't have responsibilities. And I feel like my resume is built. So if you wanna clock my tea, but
how you do that?
I'm gonna just pull up that resume. But yeah, I don't know. This October, I'm just really focused on having fun and yeah.
Life updates for me. I don't really have no major life updates. It's just that, you know, around this time, it's like a lot of tests coming up, midterms and stuff like that. So just making sure I stay on top of my grades and that they don't slip. Ooh, and my professor let me take my quiz. Y'all, if y'all failing or y'all missed a quiz, yeah. Go and beg that professor. Go and beg that professor. Like,
tell
I literally.
Tell him all you did.
Bro, I emailed him. I went and wrote a note and slid it up under his door. I went to talk to him after class. Like, one thing I'm going to do is beg because I don't play.
Period.
I'm pretty good. Life been pretty smooth. My classes have been going pretty well. The storm just came through in Tallahassee, but it wasn't bad. It was a pretty cool experience. I'm glad everybody is safe. Well, hopefully everybody who's listening to this was safe. Yeah, I'm just taking it day by day, for real, honestly. But yeah, I can't complain, for real.
That's nice. Okay.
How about you, Molly Mall?
I'm looking at the camera. Hey, guys. So,
I literally asked you that. I'm not going to lie.
Sorry,
wait.
I'm trying to give my spiel. My real relatable entertaining spiel. All right, y'all. So, you know, for the hurricane, I took a little impromptu trip to Alabama. That was fun. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm going there this weekend.
Who?
Who did that sound like?
Right.
gives up.
He knows what he's trying to do. That's why I didn't say nothing.
Oh, you're so sick. You're annoying.
Yeah, that's a grown up. How would you laughing at his
But continue talking.
Come on, y'all. But yeah, it was a cool little trip. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I hope everybody stays safe for the hurricane, though. Yesterday, we had a special guest at the radio station. We had Ricky Smiley come through. He spoke to, you know, some students, and, you know, that was a good time. He took us out for lunch after.
Okay.
This is what it wasn't that great.
At least you paid. That's free food.
Yeah. But you know, he actually made a drop. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Oh, for the show? Yeah.
Look at Bree, y'all.
I thought he was going to play Johnny Ball
too.
He is. Oh, I definitely playing.
No, that. You need to play Millennials in Motion. That's not
I didn't make that one yet.
Yeah. Okay, we don't want to hear it then next.
Oh. Get y'all then. All right. But, yeah, there will be a Ricky Smiley Millennials in Motion drop coming soon. Just haven't been produced. But yeah, that was you know, pretty much what I've been up to. Pretty cool. You know, what's the icebreaker?
Speaking
for
of
today?
Storms, you know, we are on the edge of the end of civilization, the way these storms are coming in, global warming coming in. And it just got me thinking, what if aliens came in? And what if they came in and they took away every single resource that we have, all the precious metals, everything that we have that are like advanced technologies, and we were took back to like the Stone Age. But the only way to get back to reality would be to deliver them one fully functioning iPhone. How long do you think it would take us to do it? Mind you, we still have all the knowledge in our head of like the technological era, but we just don't have the resources.
Well,
the biggest factor would be communication.
I say the biggest factor would be communication, because there's no technology. It's so convenient to communicate, like sending a text or calling somebody, but you can't even mail. There's no paper, no ink, no addresses, no anything. It's just people and grass. So
I don't think that's how that works.
It is,
because you got to think about it, right?
Paper is man-made.
Y'all not listening. Before everything was created, there was cavemen and there was dirt, grass, rocks, and everything, right? The only reason.
Continue, come on, continue.
The only reason that it took us so long to get to the point that we were at now is because we didn't have the knowledge. So we were still figuring stuff out. If we were literally like told to restart, we still have all the same resources. Everything is still on the earth. We just have to make it.
No,
again.
We don't. That's the point. You have the knowledge, but you don't have the resources. You don't have internet. You don't have cell phones.
You don't need internet to make things.
Okay, what would you make?
Somebody made a phone before the internet came out.
What?
So okay, because we're stemming away from the question.
Yes, they did.
So
not an iPhone.
But they made phones.
But like, okay,
right. But you gotta understand that was a progressive thing, dude. Well, go ahead. Say what you think.
Like he's not talking about like an iPhone. Like we can make the simplest phone possible to communicate.
Like cup and string.
It's. I mean, cup and string is.
That's a phone.
But you got to think about it though. The iPhone was an innovative thing. It wasn't the first phone created. I get what you're saying, where like you create a phone and then you kind of go from there. Mm. But the progression, or the time to go through that progression to get all the way to the stages to where we're creating an iPhone, even if we do have the knowledge, we don't have the tools, we don't have the manufacturing facilities, none of that.
Build that.
Right, but the question is how long? That's the main question, how long? Not if we can. We obviously can, but the question is how long?
My also
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
My other thing is once this all happens and we're taken back to the Stone Age, people are going to start fighting. They're going to start killing each other.
Cannibalism,
because you don't have no food. You don't have no shelter. You don't have no
clothes.
But
you still got animals, at least.
You know how to hunt?
I learned. Shoot.
But the random Joe don't know how to do all that. So they're going to steal yours after you hunt it.
No, they're not. You know. Because I'm going to hunt him. Come around this way. All right. But, yeah. My
and
answer.
And then also... natural born leaders are going to start to form groups, and then that's how you're going to start having one clique not like the other clique, and then they're going to start fighting, and it's just going to be this big dramatic drawn out long winded thing. And then you'll have people that be like, oh, I didn't even like how it was back then, let's start some brand new stuff, we don't got to make the iPhone. And then you're probably going to have people trying to stop the people trying to make the iPhone. It's just going to be bad.
So all of that, what do you, how long do you think with all those different factors going in?
Centuries.
I agree. I don't think we're going to create an iPhone in 2 years.
If y'all
Camille,
think,
what do you think?
Go ahead, Camille.
I think it's going to take centuries because it already took centuries.
The reason it took centuries was because we didn't know how.
I feel like
still not going to know how. Yes, we know how.
There's people that know how.
Not how you make an iPhone right now. How you make the, we're saying that
the
there's
guy.
People that know how.
There's literally people that know how.
They got to do is do it again.
They built the iPhone from other variants of a phone.
Exactly. And they already know. They already know the old stuff.
No, because the thing is, they know with the resources we have. You don't know anything that you don't have. No, you don't.
Damn.
Bree, ask the question again. Ask the question.
We don't have nothing but rocks and dirt and grass.
See,
and
this
animals.
Is where reading comprehension comes into play.
No.
You're not
this
listening
is where,
and comprehending.
This is where history comprehension.
No.
Y'all think the stuff that was used to get to that point is just magically going to disappear from the earth? No.
I get what you're saying. Like, they're still there.
They're still here.
They have to be created to, like...
Right.
So you think that they're going to start all the way from the iPhone 3?
From the BlackBerry? No.
Yes, they're going to start from...
No, they're not. Why?
If they know how to make the 16 right now, today...
Why
would they start all the way back
over? Wait.
You
have to understand.
They have to start with the internet. They have to start with the World Wide Web. They have to start from the basics. You can't just... Like,
but the building of the phone, though.
Let me just do that.
But let me tell you something. Hold on.
The question was, deliver me an iPhone and you get everything back.
But you don't have the resources to make the iPhone.
All right, this is what I'm going to say. You saying that people know how to make iPhone. I just looked it up. Steve Jobs made an iPhone, and he's dead. So...
And that leads to my point, right?
But
I'm gonna speak from an engineering perspective. A lot of things we build is from things that was already created. Our job is just to make it better.
So we're gonna have to.
So we don't have anything to work with. You have to start from the beginning to build it back up.
I understand.
You can't start with nothing and create an iPhone.
I understand that.
And the people that made the freaking, what's the thing where
the beeper,
the button, the pager. Morse code.
Morse code and stuff like that.
Let me say.
They're dead.
Y'all want to know the difference between back then and now? We're not speaking like this. Fire. What are we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
Yo.
He's going to get us canceled.
Like, we're not cavemen. Like,
we gonna turn into cavemen, though. Like she said.
Why would we do
it? Everybody gonna be wanting to fight each other, and this is gonna be a whole lot of.
Man, if y'all don't go.
You got too much faith in humanity.
Get
they
some
are
trees
lose
and some
mind.
Wood and build a house.
It's gonna be a party.
Oh, you know how to build a house, Nyla?
I can figure it out.
Also, you can figure out how to build a house, but I can't figure out how to build a house or how to hunt.
Huh?
What?
I was trying to say, you could say you could build a house, but I can't find out how to hunt. Because y'all was questioning me.
No, I didn't question you at all. Because I'm sure I could just, well.
You feel me? All you got to, it's great.
It ain't no,
I watched a lot of, listen,
no
I watched a lot of
survival. Well, you can't
shows.
Watch
get
nothing.
Get a sturdy stick
and
stab
watch nothing
some
in this case, brother.
Crap.
There's nothing to watch. There's no YouTube. Because there's no technology.
My
because
brain,
there's no resources, brother.
This is not Men in Black. They didn't erase my memory. I still remember how to do things.
But you have
I'm
nothing
not
to use. That
but
knowledge
you
have
the
nothing
earth.
To work
you
with.
Don't have, you don't have no knowledge of anything to build.
What? What do you mean?
I'm saying like you, Jamal.
How you know he don't know how to do nothing? What do you mean? You don't have no faith in my friend.
What does that mean?
You think he can't do nothing? Is that what you're saying right now?
What you finna build, Jamal?
Cut the mic.
I don't listen.
And how
the
you gonna
question,
reach out to Bill?
The scenario
Bill.
Was what if all of our materialistic
Bill Nye.
Things were wiped away and we were stuck at square one. If we still had the knowledge, if we were still the same people that we are today with the same brain power,
We could figure it out.
We could figure it out. It's not going to take us centuries because we're not as dumb as we were before.
It may
take... You realize they were literally stoning witches because they thought they were doing witchcraft and like, we're not at that
yet
point.
Again, you got 10th graders who can't read on a second grade level. So
and then you
what
also,
are we talking about?
I'm not
you
a 10th
You got smart people and you got some in their own way not so smart people.
Aliens
still, regardless.
Just came down. People are going to be losing their mind.
I won't say a century. I'll change mine to a decade.
That's more understandable.
I was gonna change mine from 2 years to more, but definitely not.
Okay, yeah. Let's say our final answers, and then let's move on from there.
Final answer.
I still say centuries.
Yeah, I say a decade.
50 years.
20. I'm gonna go 20.
I'll go 15.
Period.
Cool.
DM us.
I wish there was an actual answer because now.
DM now us with like, y'all's answers.
Yeah, man. I want to hear what y'all think. They making us seem like we crazy.
But on that same note, what would y'all do if the government was to collapse? Because this is a very critical election season.
Ooh, I wrote some notes.
And if the election doesn't swing in our way, it is looking pretty dark. What is y'all's plan?
Well, okay, before I give my real spiel for real, well, I guess this is my real spiel, but I'll say to understand, I guess to deviate a plan, you have to be knowledgeable what's going on first. And I feel like the problem with it, with a lot of people, especially with politics, they don't know the bare minimum of what's going on. They don't understand how even the government, the political system in different aspects and different branches, the power hierarchy of everything, they don't understand the bare minimum of that. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the problem of what's going on, and you're just doomed regardless. So I feel like if you have at least a bare minimum, not even a bare minimum, but you have an understanding of what's going on in politics and how that affects you every day, that kind of makes it easier to decipher what your plan gonna be. Now what that plan is, I don't know. I'm gonna be real, I don't know, because I never thought that far until like 2 days ago when you said that. Or nice. You feel me? But y'all help me out.
So
what's
question is, what are we gonna do if the government was to collapse? Well, if the government was to collapse, the first thing I would probably do, because I'm thinking total destruction, I'm thinking purge.
I'm gonna move.
When y'all say exactly, I'm gonna move.
Like I'm leaving the country.
Yeah.
But oh,
do you have citizenship somewhere else?
Right. The Virgin Islands is a part of the U.S. They're like their own dominion, but they're like
they're not part of the government system, but they're within the.
I'm going to Puerto Rico. Is that what I'm thinking about?
Isn't that in the U.S. though?
No, that's not. Oh yeah, it is.
Never mind.
I'm sure you won't be able to go to any U.S. territories. Like,
I'm going to Jamaica. Okay.
I'm where I want to go.
Well, okay. Let me.
And then you also have to think, like, if it was that easy to just get up and go, other countries that have been their government has fallen, they would just be getting up and going.
Well, let me ask you this:
why do you say that?
We're the United States.
You think that how you gonna get there? Walk,
especially if everybody's trying to do the same thing.
I'm sure the airport's gonna be shut down.
It's cool. I'll get a boat.
If the government falls,
yes.
They're gonna stop the airplanes.
Well, it's chaos at that point. So are you saying? Well okay.
The pilot's trying to get out of here too.
Let's backtrack. When you say collapse,
yeah. What do you mean?
Do you mean like total destruction? Because I was looking at this from different aspects. Like if we had like another economic situation or war.
Are you talking about?
Or if it's like a dictatorship, hierarchy type of thing. Like
dictatorship, Project 25. You're black, so you're a slave now.
So this only affecting black people then?
Well, no. If you're not, like...
But I get what you...
Maybe, like, Nazi Germany. Like, if you're not the white man with blue eyes.
If you're a minority, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Concentration
camps.
Well,
everybody going back to their homeland.
But you're not... Where are you...
I'll find a way.
Not even...
I'll find a way.
But, like, the people that
people
don't know...
Are gonna
they did it back,
to
back then in 18... And night, they did it. They found a way. I'll find a way in 2024.
I folks, people gonna fight. Honestly.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a lot of fighting.
Because I was doing, that's what I was going to say. I was doing, when I was kind of like looking into the question and like kind of doing a little bit of research, I watched a video on TikTok. I forgot what was his name. His name was George Lane.
He took notes.
Yeah, his name was George Lane. He was speaking at he was speaking at a political event. I don't know why I can't remember right now. But basically he was persuading the idea that if Trump doesn't win, that there's going to be a civil war. Because people,
if he doesn't win.
And his point,
they're not going to want to accept that he didn't win.
Exactly.
They didn't even accept that he lost the first time. So
exactly. I
mean, for a fact, they should act a fool.
So I was thinking in that regards, well, even if something happened to chaos in regards to a civil war, rather than like we're in total war and chaos with other countries and nations outside of this, like how would that look as well too? But I think that kind of would just lead to back to history where we fighting back to back.
So basically y'all saying we doomed either way if you win or don't win.
That's it's not surrounded around him directly, but
that's a very pessimistic viewpoint on life.
I believe that.
Well, this was a kind of.
Well, I wouldn't say doomed because I'm assuming that the Kamala Walls party has like they have thought of this. Hopefully, they're smart enough to know that they're not going to accept this if they win lightly. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that they're prepared and they have security and they have the military ready and stocked to fight these white people.
But I feel like, honestly, especially as a minority.
Y'all know our president is a Republican. And he's best friends with DeSantis.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But we don't know if he's a Trump supporter, but he's best friends with DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. And they saying he a plant. So he could put DeSantis' views in our university.
You talking about FAMU's president?
FAMU's intern president is a Republican.
The beard guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about that. I didn't know he was best friends with DeSantis, though.
Well,
but I knew he was a...
Why are you best friends with DeSantis?
Be real with me.
What does he provide?
So, wait, who's a plant?
The president.
Beard.
The president. They're saying he's a plant to put in DeSantis' views on our university.
Well, okay, let me ask this.
I heard they're trying to merge us with FSU.
They will never do that.
What source did you hear that from?
The engineering people?
They will never do that.
The FAMU FSU College of Engineering people.
Yeah.
That's already merged.
That's the first step. Next thing you know, nursing program, J school gonna be over there. You see.
Oh, Lord. Nah. I was gonna ask a question, but I lost track.
Go out and vote, guys. If you're not registered, you still have 5 days to register.
Oh yeah, let me say something about voting, cause I'm doing a package on voting, y'all, and I did not know that on the voting ballot is more than just the presidential candidates
that
you're right.
You
got the
senators,
you got your local people, you got amendments on the bag, and make sure y'all go out and vote because it's one amendment that's about abortion, it's one about legalizing marijuana, it's another one about taxes for schools and stuff like that. So make sure y'all go out and vote. I ain't gonna tell y'all who to vote for, but y'all know who to vote for.
But see, people worried about Diddy instead of worrying about the policies that
Diddy ain't worried about
things.
Y'all.
Who is Diddy? Oh.
Diddy can't worry about nobody.
Oh, Diddy.
Yeah, they over here said talk about Diddy.
Who is Diddy? Who is Diddy? What do you mean?
No, but speaking on Diddy, they did say that them names about to be coming out soon.
I'm sick.
No, y'all know they dedicated a hotline for him. Yeah, like if anyone has ever been like SA'd or something like from Diddy, they can call this hotline to confess. Like they have a specific hotline just for Diddy.
That's crazy. Funny.
That's scary.
This is like to speak on the transgressions about Diddy. Or
yeah, like I mean, I think it's just like a violent, like a violence type of hotline thing.
I'm waiting for Justin Bieber to speak up.
The Diddy hotline, the diddler.
Anyway, next.
So, they kind of switch it up just a little bit more, just to kind of change the topic. We're going to talk about kids, you feel me? So, I want to get y'all thoughts and y'all opinions on what do you think, do you believe that it's necessary for a child to struggle to understand the value of a dollar?
I just feel like, if I got it, why would you want your child to go through that? Like, I'm not saying, like, you gotta give them, like, everything in the world. But it's like, so the person was like, they want their child to grow up how he grew up.
Basically. It was
why?
Two sides.
Like,
so, I'm sorry. So originally this derived from a TikTok to where it was another podcast to where one dude, he was basically stating, I struggle, so my kid's gonna struggle, even though he don't have kids. And I don't care if they struggle because I struggled. And the woman, on the other hand, she was like, that's crazy. You need to make sure you're in a good place so they don't struggle. And because you've been through the struggle, understand how that feels, why would you want to pass that on to your child?
Like, why would you want your children to go through that? Yes.
That actually makes me upset to hear, because
I'm going to play that.
Ricky Smiley said it best yesterday. He said, once you get out the hood, you don't got to go back. You're not obligated to go back. And I feel like that's the problem with the black community. We're so focused on making your kids struggle for the wealth that you already got. But with other cultures, they are setting their children up for success. Mm-hmm. They have generational wealth. You're not going to have generational wealth because you're making your baby struggle. And now if he don't make it, then what? Then do you give him the money or what? Right.
Like, wait, before you play devil advocate, let me go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to say, hello. I don't know why I can't hear myself on the side. But I'm going to go along with Bree, because you do see that a lot, like with other cultures, well, not other cultures, like other races and stuff like that. Like, they set their children up. Now, I do understand, like, you not wanting your child to be like a spoiled brat or just take stuff like for advantage and stuff like that. But it's okay to teach them financial literacy at the same time. Like, you can tell them, okay, this is the proper way to do this, you save by doing this, we're still letting them have a good life.
Like, it's parents setting up like bank accounts for them, like,
and you can teach them
credit scores, like,
and it's like giving your child an allowance and showing them, okay, once you spend this, it's gone, you don't have no more money for the month or the week or stuff like that.
And I feel like just because you raise them in a good house, in a good neighborhood, and they go to a good school, doesn't mean they have to be balling out of control. They don't have to get everything that comes out, but just making sure that they're stable, that they have a good education, I think that's the bare minimum that you could do. If you have it, why not provide?
Mm-hmm.
And you could also raise your children in a humble way and raise them to understand what they could be living in. Show them your family and how they live in, because I'm sure everybody got some family members not living too hot. And then teach them that way. You don't have to make them struggle and fend for themselves. I don't even understand how you could do that. If you live in lavish, how you letting your kids struggle?
Because they never heal from their own struggle. And that's the thing, a lot of people haven't experienced success without struggle. So it's like, why would I accept you being successful without having to deal through it when they didn't have the opportunity to deal with that with themselves?
That's what be messing people up mentally.
Yeah. Cause they're taking the energy, all the hurt and pain they never healed from that struggle, and trying to put that burden onto their own child or their own people.
It's giving them jealous of my child.
I don't think that's what it is.
What do you think?
So, guys, I think that it's more about learning like life lessons, and because let's say, for example, your child. You give him everything that they want, right? You guys have money, whatever. Let's say you end up going broke, and now you guys are in a situation where you're no longer as financially stable as you were before. That child that got everything growing up, he is not going to know how to maneuver. He's not going to know how to live his life. He's not going to know how to hustle. He's not going to know how to make money because everything was handed to him. So, from the aspect of, like, that doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, I'm finna take you back to the hood, you finna grow up in the trap. Like, I don't think that's what they mean when they say like, I'm gonna make my child struggle. I think it's more so like, I'm going to make them understand that there's no success without work. Like, you can't
feel
work
like you and struggle can do that without struggling.
I'm gonna say work and struggle aren't the same. I get what you're saying, because you can educate your child on how to be successful and what you need to do and make them work, but you don't have to have them suffer themselves, because you're telling them everything not to do what you went through already.
Let me ask you a question. If you were dropped in the middle of a random city, could you find your way home?
Yeah.
You think you could?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
What would you do? How would you get home?
Ask around.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a lot of people can do that. But like,
I can't.
Like,
that's why I just moved.
Like, there's people that can't do that. And if you have no knowledge of public transportation, or if you don't know bus routes, or if you don't know train routes, if you don't understand how to read street signs, a lot of people don't know how to read street signs. Like, they don't know their streets. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's one aspect I'll say. Like, growing up, I was really upset with like my parents when they used to make me take the I had to take the public bus from all throughout high school. I had to take like 3 buses just to get to school. But in the beginning, when I was younger, like, I was scared, of course. I never took the bus before, and I was upset because I used to have to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. just to get to school on time and take three different buses. But at the age and at the point that I'm in now, like, I realized that allowed me to rely on, like, my own, like, mental, like, I feel like I can get dropped anywhere and I can find my way home because I understand, like, how cities maneuver, how to, like, find different public transportation and things like that. Like, in Miami, there's a lot of like buses and stuff. Like, we don't, in New York it's a train, it's a subway, but in Miami it's like buses. So I can literally get dropped anywhere in Miami and I can find my way home because of the fact that I was forced to take the bus growing up. And, you know, like, I feel like a lot of that, and it allowed me to also have more freedom, because you ever think about, like, when you wanted to go to a party or, like, the mall or something and you didn't have a ride and it was like, if I ain't got a ride, I can't go. Like, I didn't have to deal with that because I knew how to get there and I knew how to get home. So it was like, the struggle doesn't necessarily have to mean like, I'm not going to give you money, I'm not going to, but I think it's more so knowing how to make sure your child understands, like, the real world. Because when you have money, people, like, children get spoiled. People get spoiled. Mm-hmm. That's why those, like, rich white kids, like, they act the way they act. Mm-hmm. People be like, why would he shoot up a school? Or why would he do this? Or why he got all these guns? His parents got money. They bought him all those guns.
But see, the difference, they're being spoiled without being educated as well.
Yeah,
too.
I agree. You made some valid points. But at the end of the day, I don't think that your child should have to struggle. I don't think, maybe struggle is just not the right word. Mm-hmm. Because I can do all that by still allowing them to have a good life.
Right.
I feel like I can just educate my child, teach them to not be spoiled. And then maybe some days, one day out of the month, you got to go fend for yourself. But for them to have a struggling childhood, I don't agree with that.
And it's also like different. Everybody learns differently. Some people don't learn by you telling them or by you showing them. They literally have to go through hardships and be down, like, down bad before it actually clicks in their head, like, okay, I can't keep doing this. Because
depends on what type of kids you have. If you have a good kid that's, like, straight A student, she or he is very aware of the world, then I feel like then you don't have to do that at all. But you just need to know who your child is. If you can tell that your child is a spoiled brat, then okay, you finna take this month to learn about the real world.
Right.
But if they just I'm losing my voice. But if they know, then I'm not gonna make their life harder. They've been a good kid.
And I feel like the goal as a parent is to give your child everything that you didn't
that
have
you
and
didn't.
Make it
mm-hmm.
make it easier for, you know. I think the whole goal is just to make it easier. Why make it harder if you don't have to?
I will say this though. I think struggle is inevitable regardless of how much you try to avoid it or not. In this case, it's whether you're intentionally trying to have your child struggle or if they're just going to go through it naturally. Because no matter what stage of life you're in, what you know or what you don't know, life, book smart, street smart, anything in that regards, there's always going to be something you don't know, and there's always going to be experiences that you have that's going to teach you more about life and how to go through different circumstances and areas in your life. So I feel like I don't think you always should look at struggle as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're open to growth and change, you have to understand that the journey to getting from point A to point B isn't going to be easy. But if you're intentionally trying to make things harder for yourself or for somebody that you're investing into, especially if that's your own seed, that's your own child and blood, then that's where kind of all the politics and all the issues come into hand, because you're not only giving your child struggle, you're giving them trauma, you're giving them pain that's not only going to stay with them as a child or go away, that's going to carry with them as they're an adult. And now they have to put in the heavy work to kind of heal, because you made it a lot harder than it needed to be, rather than just giving them the gems, giving them the experiences that they need so they don't struggle in the capacity that you did, that nobody should really struggle through for real. But at the same time, give them the resources to where when they're going through life by themselves in adulthood, it allows them to kind of go through those different obstacles and trials and be like, well, I'm stuck here, but because of the foundation I have, I'm able to get from point A to point B type vibe. So yeah.
And I also think as a black child, it is very important to educate them, especially with the world that we live in, because you're not going to have the same opportunities as your counterparts. And also, you need to know how to carry yourself in situations like being pulled over or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a different vibe. And if you are in that spoiled brat, why you pull me over type mess, that's not going to really slide for you.
Yeah.
So I just think you just need to know who your child is, have those conversations, educate them, and you won't have to worry about making them struggle if you raise them right.
Yeah.
Initially.
I don't think, like you said earlier, I don't think struggle is the right word, but I'm definitely going to let my child go through it. Like, not go through it, but they're not getting everything. They're not getting everything. Because there's just a certain level of gratitude and work ethic that you want, you know, your child to have. Because God forbid something happens to me and I don't have the capacity to maintain the same lifestyle that we were living. If you don't know how to go out and get a job, and you don't know how to work, if you don't know how to do a lot of these things, you're just gonna be stuck. So I definitely want, because like I'll even say with me, like in the past, like I very rarely ask like my parents for money. Like very, very rarely ask my parents for money. Like almost never. And it's like even if I know like they have it and they're willing to help me out, like I kind of force myself to figure it out sometimes, because I feel like once I'm outside in the real world, or God forbid I don't have my parents, I'm gonna be stuck to have to figure it out. So it's like I'm training myself early to already like be able to do it. That way when I'm in that position later, if I'm ever in that position later, then I can adjust. But yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, you know, like coming to college, my mom didn't want me to like work and stuff like that. But if you don't work, you're not getting no money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like at the same time, it's like for a long time I was kind of listening to her of just like not working and just, you know, trying to figure it out on my own. But it's like now I'm to a point where it's like I gotta do it myself. Like I can't just.
You're an adult now.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're gonna have to learn how to sustain yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus with my lifestyle change, you know, I gotta make some money.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't asked my parents for money for real since freshman year.
Great topic, guys.
Shout out.
I asked my mama for money.
Shout out.
I had to buy me some socks today, actually. I could have bought my own socks. Socks.
How many different socks do you have, if you know?
See, my thing is, I have, like, a bunch of socks. I got long socks, short socks, fuzzy socks, characters, colors. But I don't have no black and white socks. So I just asked her to buy me a pack of black and white
socks.
And
that's real. Like, my mom always be telling me, like, you know, if you need anything, like, you can ask me to get it. But yeah. It's like,
I said, buy me these, please.
It don't ever be that deep.
It's
sometimes.
Just, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But, shout out to Ricky Smiley, man. Thank you for, you know, once again, pouring so much into us. Thank you for the drop for Millennials in Motion, as well as for Made It to Monday. So, yeah. Shout out, family. Shout out, the station. Oh, shout out JP, shout out Big Homie Tiny, shout out Novocaine for coming to 90.5 in Park on Friday. Yeah.
Big shout out to God, shout out to the Motion crew, shout out to the Motion movers, shout out to my family back home and up here. And yeah, that's all I got for it.
No shout outs today, but Motion movers do not give up.
When you gonna have a shout out?
I don't know. Like, nobody ain't been doing it for me. And
I agree.
Shout out your teacher.
Oh yeah, let me do a shout out to Mr. Brickler, because it be some professors that don't be trying to like work with students, like for all just that. They don't be trying to work with students, like a zero be a zero and that be it. But it's like you have those one in a million professors that are willing to help you and hear you out and just be like, here, like I don't want you to fail. That's here you go
thing.
And give
I
you a
hate
chance.
Hate a professor that want to see you fail. Like, right. Why are you praying on a black kid's downfall?
Teacher?
Like,
why are you a teacher, bro?
You do not
you
get
weird.
Paid more to fail.
You're weird.
Right.
You're actually weird.
Shout out E60. Shout out my roommate. That's my line sister. Because I feel like I haven't had a solid roommate in like so long.
Maya?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like we have real good conversations. I don't know. I just haven't had a roommate relationship that's good.
She seemed real cool.
Well, and she also my line sister. So, but yeah. Also, a word of advice. It's October, homecoming coming up at the end of the month. If you are a freshman or if this is just your first FAMU homecoming, I would say slow down for the beginning of October. Get all that work together. Don't party too much. Stack your bread. Get your clothes put in your cart. get your hairstyle booked.
That should have been put.
Mine not booked, so
they barely even open.
Yeah, it's
the book's not even open yet.
Right.
But yeah, be prepared. Kamala Harris is gonna be here November 2nd. She probably gonna shut the city down.
They're going on the HBCU tour.
FAMU wasn't on there.
They dropped a new list.
So the city is done.
Yeah. And I think FSU homecoming is this year.
It's the same day.
Same day as ours?
It's the same week.
City is gone.
Oh, yeah, we're great.
So we're great.
Homecoming game, same day.
Word of advice, don't move your car. Just walk.
For real, just walk.
Game's on the same day.
Just buy a scooter. Oh, I don't know.
That's just not even smart.
Disclaimer, if you know where I live, do not ask me to park in front of my house because your car will get towed or you may not be able to drive home.
Uprooted,
that's all I'm going to say.
On the way.
Nope. Next shout out. Let's go.
I really don't have no shout outs for real, but I do want to give a shout out to my coworker, Brianna. She gave me her student ticket to FSU's game this weekend, so I get to be a no for the day, and I'm so. And I'm so excited.
They be
like,
lit. I ain't gonna lie.
And they're playing Clemson.
But they
like,
sorry this year.
Yeah, but still, it's just for the plot. Like, yeah. I just want to go. I'm going to put on my cute little white girl outfit. Yeah. I'm wearing my cowgirl boots, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be cute.
You going to tailgate, too, or no?
I want to. But honestly, I don't even know if I'm going to go for real because I got work and I'm trying to get somebody to cover my shift. But if nobody covers my shift, I'm just not showing up to work.
Period.
Don't do that now.
She the best employee.
No, I'm saying that, but at least call, be like, I'm not feeling well or something.
But my manager already knows I want to go to the game.
Quick story time. I used to work at Chick-fil-A.
You was front of house or you were in the back?
It was during COVID, so it was all front.
Okay.
Well, I guess there was still a back, but I was in the front. But the inside was open. We just did drive-thru. Anyway, I worked there for a year and a half, and I never called in, never missed a day of work. But my best friend, he also worked at the Chick-fil-A with me. It was his birthday, and he was having a big party. And the Chick-fil-A people knew that I wanted to go, but they had scheduled me, and I couldn't find nobody to take my shift. So I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to just call in. But they didn't want me to call in because I didn't have nobody to take my shift. Why they suspended me? My first time ever calling in a year and a half just because they was petty.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to
Word of the Episode.
Oh yeah,
Apocalypse. iPhone.
Bree, you wanted your word to be chosen.
No. I don't like iPhone.
The word is apocalypse.
Downfall. I don't like apocalypse either.
End times.
Caveman.
That's so dark. Can you give it like a happy word?
Caveman.
All right, guys.
Bye.